following broadcast is brought to you live and in color on...
I don't want to hear no more of that goofy talk.
She'll do the talking. All you got to do is be a good listener.
Popular radio entertainment for the masses.
Sweet Jesus, please let this work.
Stand by.
Yeah! It's time to have some fun. There's a good time on the way. Yes, it's time to laugh and sing. Time to brighten up y'all's day. We got Jolene up in the house, and the Roxbury Plea is on the way.
Jolene, it's Mama. Is somebody in there with you?
Yeah, it's time to have some fun. There's a good time on the way. Yeah, it's time to laugh and sing. Time to brighten up y'all day. We got Jolene up in the house, and the Roxbury Plea is on the way.
Shake a booty, shake a booty, shake a booty, shake, shake. Oh my gosh. I am so sorry. I was doing my right bounce, left my bounce and shake a booty song. I am so sorry. Oh yeah, like y'all don't do that. Well, except for you, Jim. We know you don't do it. It makes me very happy. And Lord knows we all need little glimmers of happy. Just listen to it though. Yep, can't help it. All right. Hey, welcome back to the weekend, everybody. I'm Jolene Roxbury. I hope you guys had a wonderful week. And, you know, some of you might not be listening to this show on the original stream there at FM Talk, Saturday afternoon at 4 or Sunday morning at 7. You may be listening to the podcast, or as Adeline says, listening at the podcast. If you have the app downloaded to your phone, FM Talk 106.5, the app is wonderful to have. You know, FM Talk has over 50 hours of local programming every week, and I'm sure at least one of your favorite shows is there. There's a little microphone on there where you can tap on it and get access to the morning show with Dan and Dalton, and you can also send a direct voice message to Sean on Midday Mobile. I'm having to do too many things with too many buttons. That's why I may be stammering a little more than usual. As Seinfeld used to say, that's too many sandwiches. That's what my husband says to me. It's too many sandwiches when I start throwing too many things at him at once, which is pretty much every conversation. I'm sure you can believe that. I do that. I do that sometimes. But if you haven't, go ahead and download that FM Talk 106.5 app. Also go to Facebook. Follow the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour, because we also load our podcast up to that page. And you can also message us through our Facebook page. Be aware, all of us are admins on that page. So if you send a message to criticize Earl T about something he said or did, or just the fact that he is here, you just know that he might be the one to get that message. So who knows? And but you know, if you have anything mean or hurtful to say, first of all, I don't ever see it because Jim and the guys have been trained long ago to get rid of all the troll mail before it gets to me. We like to stay positive and joyful as much as we can. There are some people who thrive on being unhappy. They thrive on chaos and anything negative. My husband and I were talking about this yesterday. You ever meet someone who... they look for reasons why something is not going to work. You know, you come up with a solution for something. Oh, that's not going to work. That's not going to work. Well, you know, they don't want to even try. Make the effort. I think one of my least favorite answers from someone, you know, you ask them any question and they go, that's above my pay grade. And I'm looking around like going, well, who else am I going to ask? I'm asking you. There's no foreman walking around for me to ask, okay? It's you. But some people, I think that if there was a pill that could eliminate joy, I think it would sell very well to a select percentage of the population. A time-release capsule that eliminates joy.
Have you been feeling good lately? Do you find others are increasingly enjoying your company? If you've answered yes to either one of these questions, you may be suffering from RHS, or Random Happiness Syndrome. A recent study indicates millions of Americans are walking around happy for no reason whatsoever. Finally, a product is available just for you. From the makers of Euroblast, the world's first caffeinated douche, comes Elimajoy. Elimajoy contains the perfect balance of serotonin inhibitors and Ipecac to help you fight the stress and unpredictability of random happiness. The most common indicators of RHS include indiscriminate laughter, giving to the poor, shopping with your mother-in-law on purpose, attending church, singing while showering. Well, you get the idea. If you think you've been feeling too good lately, ask your doctor about Elimajoy.
Elimajoy.
Watching the Lifetime Network for over 8 hours at a time may occur. Take only as directed.
People just like you talk about their skin irritations.
I have this skin rash. It really gets bad when it gets hot and my shorts ride up.
It's a real bad itching, burning sensation. Right where you don't want a real bad itching, burning sensation.
I was going to my afternoon tea when this terrible itch started up. It was like there were fire ants in my bloomers.
It started between my toes and it worked its way up to my knees. And before I knew it, my stomach was red, my chest was red, even my neck was red. Man, that itch.
That terrible itching, burning sensation. You may think there's nothing you can do about it. That's where you're wrong. Purple Planet introduces this 3-volume audio cassette collection of people talking about their own terrible itching, burning sensations. Once you listen to them talk, you'll realize you're not so bad off after all.
90% of my skin turned bright red, then flaked off. Felt like the Dallas cheerleaders were going all over my body with belt sanders.
Feel better? Purple Planet, terrible, itching, burning complainers. Wherever fine recordings are sold. Also available in Disco Mix.
Disco Mix. We were talking about that a couple weeks ago. Now everything at one time had a disco mix. Stuff that wouldn't ordinarily... they'd take like a Pat Boone song. Debbie Boone did that song. What was it? Yeah, You Light Up My Life. Ugh. Yeah, they played that every day, like 20 times a day on the radio until My Sharona came around. I love the knack. Get the knack. I know, I have a knack for getting off subject. I see. Jim Weaver has entered the studio. Yes. Oh, why are you looking so strange? What are you looking at me like that for?
Oh, hey. Hi, Jolene. You're here.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm here.
Well, imagine that.
Why is it taxing your imagination that I'm here in my studio?
I thought you were going to be out for, a while.
Big bro, I just went to the grocery store. What do you need? Is there a problem?
No, it's no problem. I was just,
You stammer and mumble worse than me. Were you needing something?
Well, the family's coming over to Alabama this weekend. And
the Weaver Bunch. Okay. It's a lot.
Like I said, I didn't think you were going to be here. So they're coming and we're kind of sort of staying in the main house.
No. You could take some inflatable mattresses. They're very nice. I have them in our roll-up door shed. Okay, they're still in the box. Really nice. And you guys could sleep out in the bunkhouse. Reggie and Earl T have plenty room.
There ain't no way. No way.
Why?
There ain't no way.
You're kidding.
I'm putting any of my people in that bunkhouse with Earl T. You know that.
Why not?
First of all, there's not enough room.
There's plenty room.
And there's not near enough room in my man cave yurt, so...
Have you guys ever heard of a man cave yurt? Can't believe you just admitted that.
There's just enough room for me and Donna and baby Sarah.
Okay, I'm making a note of this. The limit for the man cave yurt occupancy is 3. Okay, well, really 2.5, because Sarah's a baby.
That's it.
2.5 people in the man cave yurt. Boy, that gives me an idea for a song.
Oh!
I'm just kidding. I'm not going to do a song. Listen, so you've been preparing for the Weaver Bunch to come here to Roxbury Farms, stay in the main house, thinking that the Hubs and I were not going to be there. Let me ask you this. Have you noticed the weird circles just out from our gate there? They look like crop circles.
Yeah, those aren't crop circles.
But you have seen them. What is it? What do you think that is?
That's just where I've been moving the splash pad around.
Splash pad? But I don't want a splash pad outside. The main house. What'd you get one of those for?
We're trying to find the perfect spot.
Huh.
Not too lumpy, not too, you know.
Huh. Now I've got a bunch of brown circles.
The grass is going to grow back.
Jim, that is the same St. Augustine we painstakingly babied last year through that drought and the blistering heat. And you've killed like four big giant circles.
Why don't you just start the show?
We have started the show.
We have?
Yeah, and I really need you.
Okay, bye.
Jim Weaver.
Hi, this is Mobile County Sheriff Paul Birch. Preserving and securing the safety of the people of Mobile County is a very rewarding job, but it can also be stressful and demanding. Laughter has been shown to lower blood pressure by releasing endorphins, which counteract the negative effects of stress. And in law enforcement, that's a very valuable tool to have. One way we fight stress is by tuning in to the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour. Join us every weekend on FM Talk 106.5.
Thank you so much, Sheriff. That means a lot. Could I get you to change one thing, though? We like to say laughter releases endorphins.
Jolene, I grew up on the Gulf Coast and spend a lot of time on the water, and I've never seen an endorphin.
Oh, they're not in the water. They're invisible. They come out when you laugh.
Oh, okay.
Roxbury.
Are you planning a wedding reception, graduation party, or any other event this year? Neiman's Catering has been serving the Gulf Coast for decades with great food and unsurpassed service. Their award-winning chefs are committed to making your event one to remember. So if you're planning a party or reception, let Neiman's Catering be part of your next event. Great menus to fit your budget, and they will customize any menu to complement your taste. Call the event planners at Neiman's Catering in Mobile today at 473-3900 or visit on the web at neimanscatering.com.
I just got an alert from my security camera. David, please tell me you're the one going in my house.
No need for a meltdown.
Oh, I'm not melting down, and I appreciate you doing me such a big favor going to pick up my machine. I'm stuck at work.
There's nothing like personal service from A&A.
Well, I really do appreciate the favor. I can see Tony is with you. I can also see you're in my pantry.
Oh, you're out of granola bars. And Tony ate all the Thin Mints.
I love you guys, but nobody touches my Thin Mints. But the one thing I'd like to let folks know is that when you take your vacuum cleaner to A&A, you will receive top-notch service. Especially if you bring in your machine just for maintenance and a good cleaning, it's going to look brand spanking new when it comes home. Drop by A&A anytime. No appointment necessary.
We're always here.
Groovy.
Catch David Lord
and Tony Lord
every Sunday afternoon at 3 on FM Talk 106.5.
Oh, and you're out of jalapeno Cheetos.
Guests of the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour stay at that big fancy hotel downtown. Hey, wait, she never has any guests.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. Thank you for taking us along with you. No matter where you are, whatever you happen to be getting yourself up to, we are happy to be along for the ride. You know, several weeks ago, we were talking about the great cicada invasion. The big, gigantic, locust-looking bugs. Yeah, well, we got all freaked out about it. And up here at Roxbury Farms, we, you know, nothing happened. We had a few, but nothing like a tsunami of cicadas. And up until the big 2024 cicada freakout happened, I really wasn't sure if I knew what they looked like, what they were exactly. I guess I kind of thought they were really big crickets for a long time. Or locusts, I guess. Nope. It's the gigantic cicada. They come up out of the ground and they leave behind this shell that also looks gross, even though it doesn't move. It just clings. That's why it's so creepy. It clings to things like tree bark, fence posts. It's like the shell is looking at you saying, hey, look, I was this close to getting inside your car and you didn't even know about it. And you know how they say things are bigger in Texas, right? That's what Jim Weaver always says. But here out at Roxbury Farms, you know, when you get out in the country, the bug population, it's massive. And there's some bugs I've never seen before. And basically creatures I've never seen before. Like a skink. I have never seen a skink, or I thought it was a made-up word. But man, I saw a giant skink. and it was this neon color. It was so gross. But there's one person at Roxbury Farms who has been affected the most by cicada cicadas. She's petrified. She wants to leave town every season at the sight of the first one, and that is Belle Cadeau. And yep, she did a song about it, and it doesn't matter if you don't want to hear it, because here we go.
This is Belle Cadeau. Moving to the country has been quite an adjustment. It's a much simpler life.
For a much simpler person.
I frequent more mom and pop stores, and I learned the Dollar Tree is a real place, and not just an easy-to-grow shrub that originated in South Africa. One of the things I've had to accept is life with large insects and creatures I've never seen, except maybe on the Discovery Channel. Giant mosquitoes.
It's a crane fly.
Whatever. But something truly horrific is coming.
Where are these bugs?
Underground. That's where they dwell.
Bugs, 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 bugs.
They're super gross. They can fly at you, and they're loud as hell.
What color are they?
Shades of green.
Just green?
Brown and black.
Yeah, I thought there was more.
And if one of those things lands on me, I'm gonna have a heart attack.
No, no, honey, just calm down.
No one can comfort me, not even my spouse.
Some Botox will make you look less terrifying.
Learn to deal with spiders and snakes and flies in the house.
Yeah, you make me take care of them.
But I just know one of those big disgusting things is gonna fly down my blouse.
Look out!
Cause I'm afraid of a big fat cicada.
A big fat cicada?
Big fat cicada. Big fat cicada.
It's the size of a Buick. The big fat cicada looks like an alien invader.
You are very insensitive. This is no joke. No Rice Krispie treats for you.
They look like Boeing 757s, except they still have their wheels.
It's the Jolene Roxbury Show.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Belle's Beachside Kitchen.
Hey, how y'all doing this weekend?
Well, actually, there is no y'all this weekend. Unfortunately, it is just me. But it will be a lot easier to move around without Jolene's largeness in the room.
And what's that supposed to mean?
Just being a little hateful, dear. You'll get used to it. Now, I've had several emails this week asking me about recipes that involve the grill. Let's start with an all-American hamburger.
All right, I got one I call the ultimate burger.
Do tell.
But it's not really a burger.
You're such a tease.
It's really a steak.
I'm digging it.
Yes, yes, yes. But here's my secret. I take a blender and I pulverize rosemary.
I'd like to pulverize rosemary, too.
Add a little olive oil, a little balsamic vinegar, and of course some garlic and some salt and pepper. I blend all that up till I make a nice little flavorful little sauce there, all right? Then I take and I pour about half that marinade over the top of a couple of ribeye steaks. I turn and I coat it on both sides with all that with the remaining marinade. Then I allow those steaks to rest anywhere, in the refrigerator, in my pantry, under my bed, wherever, for 2 hours overnight.
2 hours overnight. Which one?
2 hours overnight. That's all I sleep. 2 hours. So that's overnight to me. When ready to cook, all you got to do is prepare the grill. Allow some of that excess marinade to drip off the steaks. You grill them for about 6 to 9 minutes on each side until the steaks are cooked. Then you get you a couple of nice big hoagie buns or some good French bread. You brush both sides with a little bit of that mayonnaise, a little bit of that spicy mustard. Lay that steak right over the top, and then you take that marinade and you heat that marinade up in a little saucepan, and it dips really nice in that little talking about an ultimate burger. That's why I call it the ultimate burger.
Sounds delicious. Oh, one more thing. You did tell me not to use additional lighter fluid on the ready light charcoal.
right?
Well, that's not how I do it.
Okay, well, we'll go over all that again. Ta-ta, dolls.
Neiman's Catering has been serving the Gulf Coast for decades with great food and unsurpassed service. Their award-winning chefs are committed to making your event one to remember. So if you're planning a party or reception, let Neiman's Catering be part of your next event. Great menus to fit your budget, and they will customize any menu to complement your taste. Call the event planners at Neiman's Catering in Mobile today at 473-3900 or visit on the web at neimanscatering.com.
Alec, I am asked at least once a week, we need to run down the ingredients that you use for that fantastic meat rub.
Oh, man, we got a good one here, but we can't tell Earl.
Why not?
He'd think you're supposed to smoke it.
What on earth are you making?
Tell y'all how to make some magic dust.
Oh, my gosh, if this is the same magic dust you put on your ribs, delicious. What other meats is it good for?
Makes a wonderful rub for anything. Pork, chicken, steak, fish.
It's easy. It's 2 tablespoons of each of the following items, so listen up.
Paprika, chili powder.
Magic dust.
Someone say magic dust, man.
Dry mustard, kosher salt, sugar, cumin, whoa, granulated garlic, cayenne pepper, and black pepper.
Alex, magic dust.
I love it.
Some magic
I
dust.
Love it. I love it.
Once more again, paprika, chili powder, dry mustard, kosher salt, sugar, cumin, granulated garlic, cayenne pepper, black pepper, and there you have it.
Some magic dust.
Even though the pepper tends to make me sneeze, give me some more of that magic dust, please.
Oh, yeah.
Did you know that Jolene and the Roxbury Players do their entire show in the nude? It's a good thing we never installed that webcam.
This segment of the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour is brought to you by Stew's Stew Pot. Stew has stew. Beef stew. And Stew's Gnu Stew, too. Buy 2 of Stew's Gnu Stews and get a free caribou stew. It's new. That's right. 3 Stew Stews, 2 Gnu Stews, and Stew's new caribou stew, too. Why have 2 Stew Stews when you can have 1 more Stew Stew, too? Woohoo! If you love to do stew, you'll love Stew Stews at Stew's Stew Pot, where stews brew and stews for yous.
Do you have enough toilet paper for you and your family's survival? Don't wait to face a shortage like back in 2020. We send you toilet paper compressed into 100 or more 8x3x4 bricks, each one containing the equivalent of 200 rolls. You can even use these bricks of paper to build an extra wall in your home or basement. Or, in extreme conditions, you can eat the paper and get the fiber you need to survive. Your bricks of TP will arrive in an unmarked flatbed truck to protect your privacy and prevent neighbor ridicule. Go to mypapersupply.com. Do what you have to do so you can face Armageddon with a clean conscience.
Hello, friends. I'm Jolene Roxbury. Thank you so much for hanging out with us as we all ease into the month of May with just a little bit of silly. More on the way. We'll be right back. Hello, friends. So good to be with you guys today. If you happen to be having a not-so-great weekend, kind of a crappy day, it's our hope and prayer that our program can take you away from whatever heavy, bad, dramatic kind of crazy you might have going on and immerse you in our big bowl of silly. Now, you know, 2 types of shows I really like to watch. I love the paranormal shows. And when I really get down on my housekeeping skills, I like to watch an episode of Hoarders. And I realize it could be a whole lot worse. Then I got to thinking, what would it be like if they merged those 2 genres together? Yeah.
It seems the paranormal supernatural investigation subgenre that has cropped up on cable television over the past few years has grown exponentially in popularity. There are many shows to choose from, and you can typically find one on any given night on a number of networks. Coming soon to Roxbury Television.
We don't have a TV network.
coming soon to Roxbury Television as soon as we have a TV show.
Thank you.
Two riveting reality shows combined into 1 hour of mind-numbing suspense. Paranormal Hoarding Investigations.
Our team has been called to a rural area of southern Georgia. Rusty Nutbolt describes to us the situation with his mother, as she believes a ghost is responsible for the thousands of items she has amassed in her home.
Well, thank God you're here. We just don't know what to do anymore.
I'm getting up in age.
Mother's getting up in age now. Well, she just keeps bringing stuff home.
Get that truck up yet?
This amount of crap is very unsafe.
Crap?
She goes to Goodwill and all them thrift stores and just brings everything home with her.
Well, what's wrong with that?
You gotta help us.
I stole my cigarette.
Indeed, Mr. Nutbolt's mother was in need of our help. But would she accept it?
Get the hell out of my house!
Clearly, she was in denial.
Mama says it's a ghost bringing in all this stuff in the house, and I think she's losing it. And the neighbors are starting to talk.
Well, see, I told you, quit talking to them people. They just think I'm crazy!
Our next step was to make our way deep into the forest behind the house to see if, in fact, ghosts were responsible for purchasing thousands upon thousands of crappy items from thrift stores and bringing them into her home. Or was she just a nasty old woman who let too much crap pile up in her house?
It's a damn ghost!
To get to the bottom of things, we called in field specialist, paranormal expert, and hypnotist to the stars, Trey Vanderpoof. Trey, we'd like to find out if there are any spirits here who are filling this woman's home with crap. Are you picking anything up on your very official-looking paranormal thingy?
Yes, I'm definitely getting the feeling there's a man in the house with some unresolved issues, and oh my goodness!
A ghost?
Oh my goodness!
Is it a ghost?
Would you look at all these shoes?
Shoes?
Yes.
That's all you're seeing?
And most of these purses still have the tags on them. Girlfriend's done some serious shopping. Hello? 1-800-GOT-CRAP. When you come to pick up the order, don't touch those shoes or I'll scratch your eyes out.
Are we indeed encountering a ghost? Or is this simply the case of a hoarding old woman denying responsibility for the retail regurgitation that has taken over her home? Our vast experience with cases such as this has led us to the conclusion that in extreme cases, it is helpful to talk to the neighbors. I am talking with Gail Goodbody, the across-the-street neighbor of Mrs. Nutbull. Mrs. Goodbody, what can you tell us?
All I can tell you is that somebody needs to get that crazy woman out of that house.
So you're of the opinion that she's faking it?
Don't listen to that woman. She just wants my shoes.
Me and my husband sit up on the porch that night, and you can just hear all kind of noise going on over there.
Do you suspect a ghost? Have you ever called the police?
The police go by there all the time. Shine that light on the house, but don't nobody see nothing. Have you seen all the stuff in that house?
Indeed, I have. We're here investigating the fact that Mrs. Nutbolt claims a ghost is responsible.
She says she got ghosts.
That's what she's claiming.
All the ghosts that lady got is in her head, because she's crazy.
And we conclude yet another successful case of paranormal hoarding investigation.
This is a Roxbury special request. Somebody wanted to hear this again. I pity the fool that wants to hear this. I pity the fool.
Springtime, stress time, pollen on my mind time. Gotta hide and stay inside. Bad allergies, can't go outside. CVS or Walgreens, I need antihistamines. Cough drops that taste like apple pie. I'd better ask the RX guy. I don't know what I'm buying. I've started hearing voices. There's too many choices. He points and tells me,
look over there.
I just stand and start to stare. What a list. Look at this. Can't concentrate. My brain's abyss. Dayquil, Nyquil, gel caps and some purple pills. Hot tea with some orangey zing. Tylenol, don't do a thing. I don't know what I'm buying. I think I'm hearing voices. There's just too many choices. Robitussin, Sebastat, white mini skirts make me look fat. Alka-Seltzer, Cold Plus, Advil, Cold and Sinus. Theraflu and Vapo-Steam, phenylpropanolamine. A hot shower works best. I'll go home and get some rest. I don't know what I'm looking for. They got 40 bottles for the same thing. I don't know what I'm doing. Chloraseptic, Mucinex, I can't think straight, my head's a wreck. Echinacea vitamins, I'll stock up on some Claritin. The sinus pills they used to sell, they're not in the aisle now. What the hell, stand in line, I feel like death. I guess they think I'm cooking meth.
Breaking Bad.
They got 40 kinds of nasal spray, Halls and honey, citrus, hey. Effervescent tablets, gotta take what I can get. Expectorant and Hycoden, Bear is a vintage brand. Mom always used Coracetin, start a cold or fever feed. Fluids and guaifenesin, Ricola cubes and shots of gin. My Cajun family starting me on homemade herbal therapy. Took Sudafedrin, HCL, post-nasal drip, still bad as hell. Confused, I don't know what to buy. Is this how I'm supposed to die? I don't know what I'm buying. I've started hearing voices. There's too many choices.
Well, the baby and me went out late Saturday night. I have my hair pumped tight.
This is Jonathan, the Kiss guy from Bag of Donuts. And all the cool cats listen to the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour.
I don't know what I'm gonna do.
Wait, did I just say cool cats?
Oh yeah, you said it.
We can do this again, right?
No, it's staying.
Maybe I'll edit that out.
Don't be such a donut hole.
Wow. Rock this town, rock it inside out.
A long time ago, on a morning show far, far away.
Please be advised that the following segment is in no way making fun of National Public Radio.
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Good afternoon, everyone. You're listening to Intramutual Radio for your listening pleasure. Our sincere appreciation goes to Pulaski's Deli for your donation of the lovely ham that was mistakenly delivered to your store. Please know, if you run across any additional ham in the future, we certainly enjoyed it. All right, well, as you know, we have been conducting a financial predicament fund drive. We appreciate your support as it allows us to keep programs on the air, such as Everyone's Opinion, Thimblepalooza, and everyone's favorite call-in program, We Know More About the Classics Than You Ever Will. Right now, we'd like to welcome back to the program Derek. Derek is with Adequate Interiors, a store for the discerning individual with absolutely no sense of style or fashion. Derek, thank you for being here. What is the theme this week at Adequate Interiors?
Well, this week's theme is Wild on Beige.
That sounds very powerful.
In fact, we just got in our new deluxe package, which is designed to help you transform your entire living room into the exact same color as before.
I see you've brought something with you today.
We want to focus specifically on the power of the beige drape.
Powerful.
These drapes scream.
Derek, I was peeking in the store the other day, and I noticed you have throw pillows that actually spell out the word beige.
Yes, we do. You'll want to come by the boutique this weekend, as we are premiering one of our brand new colors, Neon Tan.
Fabulous.
It's a huge hit for dorm rooms and ecstasy raves.
Thank you so much for being here, Derek. That's all the time we have.
Thank you for having me. Remember, Adequate Interiors, the only place in town where you can redo your entire house for just under $4.
Stay tuned for Cooking with Corn.
Some of the stuff we have done. Yikes. I don't know. Did we think that was funny at the time? I don't know. It still kind of is. I watch PBS. I watch all the time. Love me some Antiques Roadshow.
Hey, it's Dan Kelly in New York. Jolene, if you're listening, just remember you guys are not allowed back in our offices. I'm serious. Your pictures are still posted in the lobby. And that video of Earl T taking a whiz in the fountain out front, not funny. Kind of dumb posting it up on YouTube. probably won't make it past security this time, but if you do head this way, just call me first, okay?
Hey, Jolene! Kermit the Frog here. If it gets too crazy at Roxbury Farms, there's always room for you at my pad.
Who is Jolene, and why would she be staying at your place?
Well, you know better than anyone. Once you go green...
I don't want anything to do with this.
How dare you, Roxbury homewrecker! Hi-ya!
Sweet fancy...
Thanks to the new social media like Facebook, people are communicating more than ever before. With just a few clicks, we can learn what folks are doing any time of the day. Eating, brushing teeth, watching TV, walking the dog, and all sorts of boring, tedious details that nobody cares about. If you're sick and tired of all this social media bringing you a never-ending stream of blather, then try out the new anti-social media. If you're tired of Facebook, we have Buttbook. When somebody sends you a message,
I'm currently cleaning between my toes,
they receive a picture of you giving them the moon. If the bird brains on Twitter are driving you nuts, try Buzzard Squawk. Every time someone posts some inane comment,
I just want a precision typing R-Wad.
A virtual truck runs over it, and it's devoured by a virtual buzzard. Then there's the ultimate anti-social media program, Hermitware. Install it into your computer, and it ejects the motherboard. Ah, now that's peaceful. To order your anti-social media, go bother somebody else. Leave me alone. Don't talk to me. Go away.
We are so happy to have you along with us, taking out some of your precious me time to dip your toes in a little bit of silly. Welcome to Roxbury Farms. Stay right where you are. We'll be back with more show.
Hi, I'm a high-strung college student, and even I listen to the Jolie and Roxbury Variety Hour. Because, I mean, they're all weird and unbalanced, just like me.
The Jolie and Roxbury Variety Hour.
Happy weekend. Welcome back to the show. I'm Jolene Roxbury. It is our hope that wherever you are, whatever you're doing, that this little hour, this little slice of silliness that we call our show, will put a smile on your face, maybe even make you giggle just a little bit. I know guys don't like to giggle as a rule, generally, but we like you to have a good time. Maybe you're going through a tough time this weekend, doing something you really would rather not be doing. Maybe you're cleaning out the garage, which is a task, but maybe you're cleaning it out to make room for your husband's cousin. You know, the one that says he's staying for 2 weeks just till he gets on his feet, but you know it's going to be a lot longer than that, right? Just turn the show up real loud and laugh maniacally. Make the neighbors wonder what's going on in the garage. Who knows? If they think something really fun is going on in there, they may come give you a hand. They might even offer to put up your husband's cousin in their garage. Yeah, that's probably not going to happen. I think you're stuck. But you get where I'm coming from. Sit back, enjoy the show, have a good time. Speaking of cousins, we have a new Roxbury player. Actually, he's already done maybe 3 or 4 segments. I say speaking of cousins because he's actually related to Jim Weaver. That's right. His name is Arnie, and he spits when he talks. That's all I can say. Had to put up a shower curtain in the middle of the control room. Oh, yes, I did. It's like being at a Gallagher concert, but there's no fruit involved. Kinda gross. But it is a learning segment, so here we go.
This is Arnie Kunstbard with another Adventures in Technology! I suppose you've heard of 3D printers.
Here we go again. What?
3D printers.
3D printers. Yeah.
You know, printers that can copy items in the third dimension.
Okay.
Mostly they're used for keychains, small model cars, and copying Barbie dolls with enhanced anatomical features.
Barbie dolls? Really? You know, I collect vintage toys, and I've got this Ken doll.
Uh-huh. So 3D printers are coming.
He was a limited edition, and one of my dogs chewed him up.
Uh-huh.
You think you could make a rendering of the old Ken doll?
No.
Come on, just take a look at it. It's not that mangled. He's part of a set. You know, it's worthless without him. I mean, without Ken, who's going to drive Barbie's beach buggy?
Well, I don't know. How about Barbie.
She can't drive it anymore. She's had too many DWBs.
DW?
Driving while blonde.
Ah, yes. Well, I have heard about blonde drivers.
It's a curse.
You know.
You think maybe the next version of this printer could repair my doll?
No. But as the printers become more sophisticated...
What?
More advanced... They'll create everything from car parts to modular home parts. But I, Arnie Kunstpart, have taken the 3D printer to a new level.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I have created a device that you can point at any item. It will scan the item and immediately send that information to the printer in the corner and make an exact copy of it.
So you just point it at any item you want to make a copy of, and it can copy anything?
Anything. I've been trying to think of a good name for my new device.
Gotta have a good name.
I considered the copy-ulator.
What's your second choice?
The just like it-ulator.
Tell me you didn't use either one of those.
I didn't use either one of those. Yeah. I finally settled on the elegant name, the duplicator-ulator.
That falls trippingly over the tongue. How does it work?
I shall give you a demonstration.
I'm probably going to regret this.
Let's say I wanted to make a copy of this cheap flower holder thing on this table.
That's not a cheap thing. That's a vase.
Okay, have it your way. A vase!
My great-aunt Mildred gave me that vase. It's a one-of-a-kind artifact.
Okay, fine. Whatever. Let's say I wanted to make a copy of it to sell on eBay.
You really think we could make some money off these things?
I simply set my duplicator-ulator gun to scan. Aim it at the flower holder.
Vase.
And activate it. You'll notice that the gun is scanning the vase.
I don't see that happening.
Oh?
There's nothing happening.
There should be red lines scanning it.
I see red lines on you.
Uh-oh.
You're scanning yourself, aren't you?
Yeah. I don't know what'll happen now since... Hi, everybody. What's going on in here?
Oh, my gosh. It's another you?
This can't be good.
I've had nightmares about this. Two Arnies.
This is unexpected.
Cool. Arnie, now, come on. Nobody's going to believe this. How could this thing make a copy of a human being?
Well, my duplicator-ulator uses carbon as the basis of the duplicates.
Uh-huh.
So I'm a carbon copy of you? Maybe
what?
I should try again.
This is confusing.
Sure, I could use the company.
This is a really bad idea.
Set to scan, activate, and it's scanning,
me. It's scanning me.
This is not optimal. Anything in the fridge to eat?
No, stay out of the fridge.
Let him get something out of the fridge.
Oh, my gosh, it's me.
Can we copy some cookies?
No. Sure, I've got an Oreo.
Actually, I'm a little hungry, too.
Arnie, are you the original?
I'm the original.
You're the copy.
I'm the original.
Are you the original or the copy?
I'm the original. He's the imposter.
This is insane.
Hey, there's a lot of food in the fridge.
Arnie, no.
Let's order a pizza.
I'll put on some music. Well, Jolene, are you happy with my new invention?
I'm beside myself.
Beside myself.
Beside myself. Literally.
Did you know that Jolene and the Roxbury Players do their entire show in the nude? It's a good thing we never installed that webcam.
And now, the last episode of One Life to Lose.
Cynthia, it's time for us to confess our love to your husband, Bob.
I'd love to, Edgar, but Bob and I aren't married.
Well, hurry up and get married so we can confess, so I can go on and have an affair with Gloria.
If I'm going to marry Bob, I'll have to ditch George.
You're seeing George? That two-timer.
Why are we advancing all our various plots so fast?
Because this is our last episode. We need to wrap things up.
Oh, well, let's get started. Frank was unjustly accused and is getting out of prison.
The Finster twins have discovered they're not really twins, although they're still identical.
Harvey didn't really murder Gladys, who isn't really dead, and the star witness in the case is the illegitimate daughter of the judge.
The town floozy really has a heart of gold and is becoming a nun.
Is that everything?
Tip of the iceberg, but we've run out of time. Cynthia, I've always loved you.
Well, that's awkward, considering I used to be your brother.
Tune in. Never for the next episode. Like sand that sits in a broken hourglass, this has been One Life to Lose.
I'm Jolene Roxbury. That's going to do it for us this week. On behalf of the Roxbury Players, laugh just a little bit more next week. You'll stress a whole lot less because laughter releases and dolphins. There they are. Uh-huh. See you soon.
The Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour contains copyrighted material and cannot be duplicated or rebroadcast in whole or in part without the express written consent of McAdoo Productions. We love you, America. Join us next time for more Madcap Adventures on the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour. I'm Mr. Announcer.